Today, we're talking about an original animation from a Dragon Ball game that looks better than the anime, and a Dragon Ball game's end might finally be here. Da-da!
Nando! I'm going to put you on blast, Nando. Before we started this podcast, you did three takes on the intro, and I'm not going to lie, bro. I like take one and two more than three, but here we are after the third one.
Ah, man. You know, I wanted
to put you on the back foot there.
It is what it is. Dotto, we got a lot to talk about today. It's going to be a jam-packed one. I'm really excited about it. So
we're going to be firing off on all cylinders here. Let me just... I want to double down and get people even more excited, because we got a very... I mean, I don't want to say the list of topics is the best we've ever had, but it very well might be.
Hey, man. Listen. I sound like I said amen. But Dotto, to start things off, we're going to react to a Dokkan original animation, which of course I've seen. Have you watched all of this?
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. You actually put me to sleep there. My bad, gang. No, what is this again? You said Dokkan animation? What?
This is a Dokkan animation. I know when people hear this, they want to write it off, but hear me out. If you are audio listeners, tap in for this like 2-minute segment just to see it for yourselves. It's that good that I wanted to bring it to be a topic on the podcast. It's that good.
A Dokkan player wants to share Dokkan. That being said, I have seen... No, wait. I've seen one piece of this animation, and it's a piece that I'm glad we're going to get to talk about. Specifically, okay. A reference to All Might, perhaps? But let's go ahead. Right. Let's jump into it,
let's
bro.
Let's dive in. Here
Live
we
reaction.
Go.
Dokkan. First time for me.
Yeah. Dude, listen, man. We've been doing this podcast for almost 2 years. Dokkan's released a lot of units. I've never done this before. So I've never brought this over. That's how good this is. All right, tap in. Here we go.
Pretty bog standard so far. Watching a fusion dance with Goku and Vegeta.
All right, but hang on.
Nothing crazy.
Hang on.
Reaction shot from the crowd. I mean, it was all right.
Listen to the OST.
Oh, OST guy over here.
This is a mobile game, Dotto.
Nothing too crazy so far, can't lie.
What?
Now this is where it starts to get a little more modern anime. Which I don't mind. I mean, this looks pretty good. You know, I can't say I'm a hater.
I want to say, Dotto, bro. Alright, so this is the most like Dokkan animation. Well, of course this is for sure, but
minus power energy. This is what all Dokkan attacks used to look like.
It is, yeah. But this specifically is the most like, oh yeah, this looks like Dokkan. Now,
it is a slow kick.
But. Yeah, this is, but from here on out, it's only up. I mean, dude.
They were, you know, they were trying something new in the studio this day.
Bro, like, what are you talking about? All right, but here's the big daddy.
Yeah, here this is the only one I was interested in talking about.
I mean, dude, they got some real animators on this one, bro.
Yeah, they were trying something new out with this one.
Yeah, bro.
This did not happen. Here's the reference. Wow, it's shorter than expected. I don't know why they had him do the dragon fist pose either. They were just whatever they wanted there. Again, the All Might reference was the thing that actually like I was shocked by, mostly because I just couldn't believe that. Like again, it was pretty brief in the actual animation, but knowing them, I wouldn't have been surprised if they saw that and said, "Nah, let's take it back, do it again. We can't reference anything in Dragon Ball."
Did you see that Fighters still lives on, by the way?
Oh, they're doing the Goku Vegeta. Well, this is you know what? Don't take away from Dokkan, bro. This is a more unique Goku Vegeta flash.
Yeah. So there's a white flash that happens, and in that white flash, which granted the Goku one is more subtle because, well, guess what? Gogeta looks pretty simple, like way more similar to Goku than he does to Vegeta. But anyway, There's a white flash that happens that shows both Goku and Vegeta in the punch. But dude, like, there's so many moments in this that where it just does not look like Dokkan at all. I mean, it happens really fast, but like, Look at this art style. Like, this looks...
As long as they got the text on the screen, you know it's Dokkan.
Yeah, the text ruins it a little bit. Like, when I was trying to get really good shots, I was like, damn, dude, this dumbass Dragon Fist text on the screen is, like, really ruining this for me. But anyways, Dotto, what'd you think? As far as, like, Dokkan animations go, how are we feeling?
I think it's probably the best-looking Dokkan animation, which I'm glad to say because for the longest time, as a casual, I probably would have said cooler. Like, the one cooler with the spin animation. So I'm glad he's finally been dethroned.
Well, hang on now. Can I show you one more since we're here?
Oh, brother, what do we got? What, LR beat go out.
This active. So this and Broly are the, like, two that I thought were, like, the best. Hang on, here you go. So active ability from LR beat go on. This is no more Dokkan shots. Anyway.
I mean, yeah, this is good, but is this not just the movie?
That's what everyone says, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good, but that one literally just looks like the movie. Oh, that one, I don't remember the movie looking that serious.
Yeah, everyone always says that, like, that's everyone's takeaway, is they kind of take away from how good it looks, because they say, well, it just looks like they put the movie in the game, which I think is praise to the game more so than probably anything else. But
I mean, it might be. I guess to me, what the Gogeta does better is I know it's a unique animation, so it's cool seeing it only there. But here, it literally looks like I could make the animation look that good if I just clip in the movie.
Yeah.
Actually redid it, which, again, I guess is praise. I literally don't remember. But if they did redo it just for this, the guy that redid it did an amazing job. Maybe too good. Maybe they should let that guy, you know, get off the line a little bit. But
I won't show it to you because I won't take any more time away to specifically to Dokkan because we have other topics. But there's an AGL Broly that I think had the best overall kit animations. Like, they're like that character. Honestly, actually, that Gohan has really good animations across the board. But like, there are characters that will have they'll snap like on one aspect. You know, like if you're a Dokkaner, 2023 Vegito Blue, right? Like Vegito Blue with the friggin' they're the We Saiyans Have No Limits unit that people will type in like chats, and I've actually seen like Twitch chats of people that don't play Dokkan, which is insane that it's like transcendent to that. But anyway, that unit looks like garbage except for like Vegito's active and 18 key. But like Broly has like intro looks incredible. I mean, it's from DBS Broly. By the way, I had another DBS Broly in Battle of Gods talk on Twitter this week, which is crazy to have that resurfaced. But Nort had a crazy take of that he thought Battle of Gods was the best like modern Dragon Ball movie, and I just
oh, brother,
yeah, I'm not trying to. I'm,
well, listen, I mean, I'm not, we're about as far from that as you can get, honestly. So
yeah, I'm not trying to go back into that, but and again, I responded to him of like truly like you can enjoy what you want to enjoy for sure. Like I'm not trying to convince anyone otherwise. I just personally can't see it. Like, I just personally cannot see it. Like, and I pulled up Broly and started watching Broly, and I'm like, holy shit, yeah. Like this movie's just, anyway.
I only thing I'll say on Battle God, I just don't get it, bro. Like, well, I do get it because it is a good, like, again, the story was good. The characters they introduced were amazing. But, like, what are we rewatching it for? I just will never get that part, bro. It's like, God,
dude,
damn.
Someone responded and said that the You Will Not Destroy My World had better animation than all of DBS Broly. And don't get me wrong, it does look good. I think they need to go rewatch DBS Broly.
Does it look that good? I feel like it just looks like Super to me.
That's how they do
I swear to God, Nano, I swear. In my memory, DBS Broly, not DBS Broly, Battle of Gods looked amazing. It looked like the peak of the super like thick line art style.
Yeah, and then we rewatched it. And
going back to it, unless we, I feel like I genuinely would be open to thinking we watched a wrong version.
Yeah,
because it just looked like the low tier episodes of Super. Yeah. Like not even the good episode. It looked like a low.
When he says good, he's definitely talking about the TOP episodes. By the way, nothing.
Something like that.
Nothing pre.
Even like some of the early, like when the Super did the thick line art style, right? Like. You know, like there's shots of Goku in the farmer outfit that look pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yes, TOP I think is like very good. Some of them. I mean, let's not kid ourselves here. There was some
Oh no.
A lot of low lights.
Yeah, dude. People gassing up the Tournament of Power, like, it was incredible week to week. It's crazy because there was a lot of dud weeks. There was a lot of dud weeks, bro. That TOB is like a 40 episode arc or something like that. Like, there's dud weeks in there, man. Like, it's, I think we get Frieza like around episode 90, 91, and the series is an end of like, what, 130? Like, it's, there's some duds in there, but there's some fire too. Anywho, Dotto, really quick, we recorded some pretty fun bonus, dude. Listen, man, we had to go back to it. You guys seem to really enjoy it. So we did another Mario Kart video where Dotto coaches me, trying to get me better at Mario Kart and Knockout Tour, which you can see by becoming a key member by clicking join here on YouTube. Or if you're listening to us somewhere, you can just go to patreon.com/key moments, or you can too while watching on YouTube to save a couple bucks. You can go to patreon.com/key moments to join over there, get access to that bonus content as well as all the other bonus content we've ever made doing this podcast for almost 2 years now. You can, and just support the podcast, make the Santa Monica studio a thing, get Dotto back out here IRL, crazy stuff like that. Anyways, the other thing too, I guess I'll give a tiny shout out. If you're watching, you've not subscribed on YouTube, why not, bro? I want a Key Moments YouTube plaque. That would just be so sick. So hit that subscribe button, and you know what? You might like it as well. Leave us a rating if you're listening to us. I'm just asking you guys for everything. You know, if you're driving right now, then I understand. But like, maybe like tell your assistant on your phone to like remind you when you stop to like leave a like on the Key Moments like thread somewhere. Anyways, Dotto.
If there's anybody out there with an assistant that actually gets them to do that, that is insane. And honestly, at that point, bro, like, you got a busy life, you got to do something else. I fully understand that, and even back it.
When I said assistant, do you think I meant like an actual like assistant, like Tim,
yeah,
or something?
That's
or
you made it sound like you. No, made I'm it talking sound about, like an
I
assistant.
I just didn't
like,
say
your,
one of their names.
Assistant.
I'm talking about like if I said their name, their phone might pick up on it, and you know.
So you were actually being pretty courteous.
Yeah, I was talking about like an AI assistant on their phone. I wasn't talking about like...
Right. No. I thought you went from like 1%
to like
the 90%.
Listen, we've done G Moments long enough. I'm not saying there's plenty of like very wealthy individuals that watch us and listen to
our... alternate. If they've been seeing our investment accounts, they should be millionaires by now. If they're not, then they must need to upgrade their course, honestly.
So, I'm not saying they don't have assistants or multiple assistants, but I was referring to everyone that likely has a phone that has some sort of assistant built in. Dotto.
I love the idea of a Discord, a course where you just like pump and dump shit. That is just always going to be so funny to me. But go ahead, Nana. What's the next topic?
This is going out right before you go to Evo. What are you looking forward to at Evo, man?
Nothing. I'm not really a big trip guy, to be honest.
Well, no. Okay. I don't.
But, well, hold on, Nana.
We're
let me get my
aware
real answer.
That you're the not gambling, a big trip guy. Bro. I'm a very the aware gambling, that you're not a big bro. Trip guy, Dotto Doya.
I'm not a big trip guy, but I always got to say that because I'm not being true to my... I just want other people like me that are out there to know that there's others like them, bro. Because I always feel like I'm going insane when people are like, I love vacations. I love going places. And then it gaslights me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should go a place. And then I go, I'm like, damn, I'd rather be home. But I'm excited to gamble. I like fighting games. And real answer, dial it back. Marvel Tokon is going to be at Evo. And I will wait in however long a line I need to. I will be there and I'm going to play it early.
That's more what I was going for, because like Evo's not the place where they really show off like new game announcements, right? But they do show off like characters for games.
Yeah, they do. I would say they do a lot of reveals. I can't remember a time where they've revealed a game, truth be told.
So I mean, we should get like definitely at least one or probably two characters revealed for Tokon. I would say for sure.
I would be sad if not. And on, but here's one thing I am afraid of. I don't know if other people have been noticing it. You know, like what businesses and like capitalism and just like the passing of time did to like Christmas commercials. This like songs start playing earlier, ads start going out earlier, like sales start up sooner. Like, I feel like this year, and I just want to write this down in case this actually goes too far. I feel like this year I've been noticing a lot of fighting games doing their announcements like, oh, the week before. Oh, the like I'm seeing Say Jam do like a pre like week before Evo reveal. Discussion. I'm like, bro, save it all for the Evo. Like, I want to see it on Evo Sunday. Like, let's get all the announcements out of the way there and let's have some fun, fellas. Like, why are we trying to take the fun out of it? Now, I could be wrong because maybe there's even more stuff we don't know about, but like 2XKO with Vi, Capcom showed off a ton of Sagat.
Hang on, wait. So, do you think Vi is all we're getting? So 2XKO is one of my bullet points here I wanted to bring up. You don't think we're going to get a 2XKO announcement because Vi was the 2XKO announcement?
That's what I'm hoping. Look, if we don't get one, then I'm going to be pissed. If we do get one, I'll be very, very happy, because then that means like they just gave us a little extra early, which is fine. But they do also have the closed beta coming up, so I don't know. I don't know if they've like said like this is going to be our roster. I know that Vi is only going to be included in the, you know, on the show floor of Evo, but I mean, and the beta is what, next month, so August, September, and then that's when the beta is. Would they get a whole other character in there? That's kind of what's making me think. Oh, and by beta, I the game is just coming out next month, September. I don't know if you knew that.
Wait, it is?
Yeah, it's a closed beta, but it's like, you remember what Valorant did, where it's a closed beta, and then it just is a closed beta that everybody gets invites to until the game comes out?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing for 2XKO, which I cannot stand. Just call it a release. Oh my God, it pisses me off, but it is what it is. I mean, I'm happy to play the game. I just wish they wouldn't call it a beta if it's just the game releasing.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's closed beta is coming to PC soon, and once it starts, 2XKO will stay online. Is that smart though? If they're like, how many characters are we thinking they're going to launch with? Cause like,
that's what I'm like, they, I was thinking it was just going to be Vi. So there, that's literally every character on screen. Braum, Ahri, Alawi, Echo, Jinx, Vi, Yasuo, Darius. Is that every character?
Am I crazy? Can I go out on a crazy, this is a quick little shout to our editor Tosi. I should have been screen recording. I'm a dumbass. I'm sorry. Cause now I need to link this. Am I crazy for saying there feels like there's a gap to this art right here between Yasuo and Darius? This feels like there could be a character here. I'm not trying to no way home this where the lizard gets kicked clearly in the trailer, but like,
I mean, it would have to be a pretty skinny character, like a short one. Heimdinger. Maybe like a Teemo.
Or Teemo.
Heimerdinger? Oh my fucking lamest roster they could have ever gone with. Alert if they throw Heimerdinger on base. Am I wrong for saying that? That shit would be crazy.
I'm not, yeah. Heimerdinger, Of all the characters in
Watch, he's kind of gotten a glow up though because of Arcane.
He didn't really do much for me, dude. Akali, oh my gosh, get Akali in this game, man. Akali would be sick.
I wouldn't be surprised if they save that one.
Hang on, let me see.
There's, I mean, dude, to be honest, if we're going off your picture theory, which admittedly is insane, I think it would have to be a shorter character.
Could be Caitlyn. Just because of her.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest. The 2XKO devs need to stop like giving their, like, they truly, the devs for that game get God's hardest challenge. When I saw that, wait, we're forgetting Katarina. Katarina wasn't like, she was like one of those beta characters. She wasn't actually in the game, but they were working on her earlier on. I don't know if they gave up. Because this is what I was going to say. We've talked about this before, surely. But why, when you're starting a fighting game, I understand these are popular characters, but you're making the devs do Katarina, a character that balances like daggers, like juggles them. Jinx, a girl that has literally two weapons. That's her whole shtick, that it requires two hands. Braum, which is a giant shield user. I'm trying to think. Everybody else is like, okay. Like Vi makes tons of sense. Alawi, kind of complex, but not too crazy. But like literally some of the choices they made for their starting characters are insane.
Yeah, like, why wasn't it just like Lee Sin?
like Lee Sin, Set.
Yeah, Set. Like, that's who I was scrolling down to. I was trying to think of Set. Like, Set was
like, these are literally much easier grabs than Jinx will always be crazy to me because they put her like super early on, and I'm just like, damn, that is such a hard character to sell.
Why is like, Set not in this game, dude? Set is literally a fighting game character.
When they made Set, I thought he was actually like a Nepo hire for this. Like, I was like, yeah, he's just the fighting game rep. But they haven't cashed in yet.
Man, dude, that is the one thing leaks characters. Like when I've tried to get into Dota, like leaks characters, and this is probably gonna be a blast mistake to some of you guys that play Dota, but leaks characters are just so much cooler than the Dota characters to me.
I enjoyed Dota, even though I was always a scrub. I enjoyed Dota for what it was like character wise, but even I feel like even a Dota fan would have to admit the characters in League are more personable. Like in Dota, like Sniper is just like his name is Sniper.
Sniper, yeah, or Tree, got, whatever. Or,
isn't there one like Seal? I can't remember. Now I'm showing my fucking scrub hours, bro. Like,
oh, I don't. I mean, I really like. I don't like have
Seal Punch.
I have thousands of hours of League. I have like maybe 20 in Dota. Like, I don't have many in Dota. I just didn't
Pudge
vibe with Dota much.
Pudge was pretty a cool name. I like Pudge. I think I'm remembering that right. But yeah, no, Dota's characters were always less personable to me than League.
Dude,
and
Shin,
it was just a harder game.
Look at that key art for Shin. Oh my gosh, dude. That is
fuck are you pronouncing Shen like that, bro? You're confusing the people at home.
Am I saying it weird?
Yeah, say it.
That's one of those words I can't say well, man. Fuck. Shen?
you're throwing some twang on that E, bro. That's all it is.
Well, it's how I say hill. Like, I can't hear a difference between hill and hill. Like, am I talking about my foot or am I talking about, like, a mound of dirt over there? Like,
I still think, while we're on this League topic, I still think League is falling off of the characters. Like, I'm tired of every character just being, like, a fuckable human. Crazy take alert. Maybe, you know what? I'm just going to say it like it is, bro, but... Like, it's the same thing as you. I feel like it has the same problem as Yu-Gi-Oh, bro. Like, once the audience gets big enough, like, all, like, yes, I get it. They probably sell more skins. Yes, people like them more. But, bro, like, do it in moderation. Like, what's the problem? You don't got to make every character hot. Like, you don't have to. Get some monsters in there.
Are you saying they don't make a bunch of Galios anymore or anything?
Yeah, they don't really do Galio skins. Even Rel, like, Rel is a woman character, but she still gets no skins because she's a woman in armor. Hold on, am I too woke now? Well, hold up. Oh, because she's got armor on, now she gets no skins. Right.
So with 2XKO, where is your, like, excitement level for this game? Like, out of a 10?
I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fallen off a little bit. I'm still excited just because it's characters I care about.
And I feel like that's the concept. The vibe I'm getting from everybody with this game, though. Like, what you're saying right now is the vibe I get from everyone.
There's just not a lot of characters there yet. And the first beta was fun. And then the last beta, I was just like, ugh, I don't want to. I don't know. But I do think, look, Vi is cool. I'm excited to play Vi. And I don't know if you saw, I had a tweet, like, blow up.
I did.
Hating on Vi Super. And I thought it was so funny because, like, literally the timeline was like, I saw Vi's trailer. I was like, oh, wow, her character design here looks really cool. Like, I think out of this picture, Vi looks the coolest to me. But then, like, somebody tweeted just her super, and I was like, oh, my God, like, this super is terrible. Like, it's such a waste of time. And then that one went huge. And then I saw my timeline get auto-balanced in real time. It went from, like, positive tweets to all negative. I was like, whoa. It was just the super, guys. It's all right. I wasn't hating that crazy.
So what would you say Tokon? Is Tokon like a 10 for you?
Tokon's 10. I would play that game right now.
Yeah. I'm not the fighting game guy, right? But I do want to play 2XKO just because of my, like, love for these characters. Like, I will be on 2XKO. Like, that's just how it's going to be. And I like the idea of playing a 2, like, what do you call it? A dual fighter? Like, what the fuck you call this type of game?
I don't think there's a word for what this game is trying to be yet. To be honest, I mean,
which, by the way,
I wouldn't know it.
That's crazy when you have to play with two characters and there's only 2, 4, 6, 8 characters right now. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's just like you're gonna.
It is a little ass. Also, one problem for me, and I don't know if other people feel this, but I like the concept of this game being a 2v2. So, like, it actually, like, when I play this game solo, I feel like I'm not having a good time. Maybe it's, and I feel like 90% of that is in my head. Like, I want a teammate. I want somebody to be popping off with. I don't want to just do the standard, typical me tagging in, picking my two favorite characters. Like, I want to pick my character, you pick yours, and then we work as a team. So, hopefully I can get over that. I think my only option is to just get over that gut feeling. Because I do feel like 1v1 is still going to be a major way this game is played.
Moving on from 2XKO and really quickly on Tokon, if there was one character they could reveal next week, who is it? Are you sticking with your guns of what you said originally, or, like, have you changed?
What did I say originally?
Well, I don't want to say it. Say a character.
Juggernaut?
Yeah, that's what you said.
I think Juggernaut would be.
What about a Fantastic Four one. Character because of the movie?
I would take the Thing. Yeah, sure. I mean, I would take that. I think, I'm not going to lie, I've been getting more into comics recently, but not, not Marvel.
I was going to say, I saw you tweet about DC or talking about squads about DC or something like that.
I couldn't believe it, bro. DC comics are actually good now. The absolute stuff is amazing.
Okay.
It's a little, like, comic corny, not going to lie, but it's pretty damn good. So I've just been thinking about DC characters recently, but Doctor Strange, I also think is pretty cool. I always like Doctor Strange.
I can't believe we're getting Ghost Rider, like, for sure, base game. Like, that's just, that's such a
cool... I mean, Ghost Rider's base, bro. Like, he's sick.
I mean, like, my most basic take is like a Wolverine or a Gambit or a Cyclops.
Oh, wait. Kind of a, maybe a cringe take, but, and this one's definitely going to happen. So this is like saying, I hope they announce water, but the Hulk, bro, we haven't seen the Hulk yet.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't even...
That's kind of a normie take, though.
Yeah. Right? I think that's why, like, he feels so obvious, but he may feel so obvious that he's actually not base game. I don't know. With 2X scale, we're looking here and, like, they're going to quote unquote, this seems really stupid to me to launch with 8 characters. And also really stupid if Vi is their Evo character, because why would you not want to have, like, a character be revealed with a live...
Sure, anyway. Surely they'll do one more.
Right? Yeah. Surely. Yeah. Or fake out into 2 more.
I thought of another one.
This game's been dev for forever, Dotto. Like, this game is...
No, I just saw a clip of, like, Rising Thunder, which is the game Riot bought out to make this. And that game, like, I was literally... maybe not literally. I might be remembering wrong. But I feel like I was a teenager in my teenage room when Rising Thunder got bought out. I know because I was, like, on a fighting game, like, shit talk, like... forum when it happened and people were making jokes like least obvious Riot fighting game coming up, but it's ancient. I don't even know when they did that, but it's been that long. Rising Thunder buyout. I'm looking it up right now.
What happened to the MMO?
Are they still working on that? I think they just delayed it for another like 18 years. I wasn't even wrong, Nano. When do you think, sorry to throw you off, when do you think Rising Thunder was acquired by Riot Games?
2018.
You're 2 years off. It was 2016.
No way.
Dude, it's 2016. I remember when they bought it because people were excited. I remember this all so clearly. People were excited for Rising Thunder because it was trying out that new casualization stuff, and people were excited. They were like, okay, this, you know, maybe this is the next, and Riot bought them. All right. Well, GG's. Crazy. I didn't know it was that long.
Dude, that's almost 10 years.
A subreddit post from 9 years ago. Radiant Entertainment, the creator of Rising Thunder, have been acquired by Riot Games. 9 years ago, a deleted account now. Sounds like they're ending development of Rising Thunder and moving on to a new fighting game? Yeah, we'll see you in 10 years, buddy.
That is, man, that's crazy. We're looking at
it
now.
This is what it is. Long.
That's so crazy. Anything else from Evo? Like, are there any fighting games you're like hoping or shown off there, or like fighting game like DLC characters, something that like, because you're really big into Street Fighter right now. Do they have something planned potentially?
I feel like they announced all the DLC.
Yeah, back at Summer Games Fest. Yeah, you're right.
Best they could do is maybe show up. Well, actually, no. I think Alex is the third one. So no, there's literally nothing Street Fighter can do to. Not that, like, they already showed Sagat. Like, there's nothing they can really do other than show maybe. Oh, I'm so cooked. Anyway, before we move on from fighting games, I've changed my mind. If they're going to add a Fantastic Four character, maybe they could throw in Silver Surfer. That would be cool.
Okay. I think one of the most fascinating aspects about Tokon specifically is just seeing Arc Sis's take on the Marvel characters. Because I feel
I know, bro. I know.
They've killed these designs. Like, so far these designs, like, I'm waiting on the Twitter thread of how bad the Spider-Man design is, because for whatever fucking reason Spider-Man fans just can't enjoy something for more than 2 minutes. But like, I think that they've really knocked out like all these designs. They all look so damn cool. So like, that'll be the interesting aspect of seeing like how each of these Marvel characters look. I hope that game launches with like 40 characters or something. I know that's probably honestly unobtainable, but it would be really cool if it did, just because it's a 4v4, right? So four times 10 is 40.
Four is so much, dude.
Yeah, that's gonna be an interesting, like, it is cool that these games, again, as a very casual to the FGC, right? Like, I'm so casual over all these years. I just always enjoyed them. I was an NRS guy because I just liked playing the Mortal Kombat like storylines and stuff. But I also recognize that, I don't know, NRS games are so interesting and interestingly perceived by a lot of the FGC. But anyways, but I've just always like enjoyed them, right? Like, I played, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom and all these games. I don't know, this always been a blast. So, but it's interesting. It's cool seeing them trying new formulas, right? 2XKO and this game being a 4v4, and I don't know. It's, I mean, for me, from a casual, it's cool seeing those things. I don't know how they act. I don't know how you guys actually feel about it, but for me, I think it's neat to see them actually kind of test the waters with new stuff. I still think it would be the coolest thing ever if they're like, by the way, we do have multiple teams, and yes, this team has been working on Super Dragon Ball Fighters. That shit would.
Yeah. All right. Let's hang it up.
Yeah, it's not happening. But Dotto, you know what is happening?
What?
Another season of Dragon Ball The Breakers.
Yeah, this has got to be the last one.
And I did, yeah. So I want to discuss this. I know there's not many of you guys that probably actually care about the actual aspect of Breakers, but it is. I think it's always interesting to hear about a game's demise, and that's what I do believe we are witnessing in real time. So let me give you guys the facts. And Dot, I don't know if you've looked into this, but maybe this can also be a little bit for you too. So a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago, they announced that they would be at least temporarily suspending the Link ability with Xenoverse 2. Now, I believe the wording right now does sound temporary, but let's be honest, it's probably going to end up being permanent. If you weren't aware, you could link your Breakers account to Xenoverse 2. And like when you're in Breakers and you look into the sky and you look over like to the right, you can literally see like Canton City. Like you can see like the Eternal Dragon in the sky. Like Breakers is meant to be like a side game to Xenoverse. It would have done so much better if they would just put it like the what's the thing in the sky you can go do, and I used to do with Rhyme, what was that thing called with the little figures you put on
Card Battler?
Yeah, it would, if it would have just been this side thing to Xenoverse, it would have been infinitely more successful. That's neither here nor there. Anyways, you could have it linked with Xenoverse 2. Well, they're killing that link, at least for now. That's a bad sign, right? Why would they do that if they weren't planning on potentially sunsetting Breakers? Because we know Xenoverse 2 ain't getting sunset, man. That game is going to live on forever. We've glazed that game word enough on this podcast. You call it like basically the cash cow, the true.
I think it's the next gen. Like that was it. Like Xenoverse is the formula.
I was going to say it's the KFC secret recipe for how to make a future-proof Dragon Ball game. Anyways, so the other things, Dotto, that are really basically a death sentence that it was sort of pointing to this being the final season, are they raised the level cap of survivors to 999. Now, when this game started out, I think it was either 50 or 100. And every season since season 2, they've raised the level cap by 50 levels. So, and, you know, in season 3, you can go up to level 150, season 4, 200, and so forth. So now we're approaching, this is season 9, and now that they've made the level cap just straight to 999, the raider level to 120, this is one of those things that you sort of see games do as they are sort of wrapping things up, right? Like this is probably almost guaranteed the final update. I think for me, from my perception of looking at things, the nail in the coffin for me was when they gave us the roadmap for this year, and I think the only thing left for this year are some balance adjustments that they're going to do in October to December. But this game has had an anniversary. They actually, like, unironically, if you've not kept up with Breakers, they've done like an anniversary update, like similar to Dragon Ball Legends and Dokkan Battle and all of that stuff. And the first year was DBS, the introduction to DBS Broly with a new map. The second year was Super Hero with no new map, which was also probably a telltale sign when they stopped doing new maps. Of course, Bandai is weird with maps, right? Ask a Dragon Ball FighterZ fan, ask a Sparking Zero fan, like, Bandai's real weird with adding maps to games. I guess they don't see it as like a good value proposition for them. Like they don't think they'll make money off it. I don't know. But anyways, the fact that the anniversary wasn't on that roadmap, and then the fact that they are doing a 3 Raider final season. Now, granted, 2 of them we thought were reworks, right? So we've got Buhan, which is basically a rework of the Buu that's already in the game. And then we have Cell, who now gets Cell Juniors. Which is, of course, also was one of the starter raiders for the game back 3 years ago. But then in game, Dotto, it says Broly, even who was supposed to be, I guess, the new raider, is still a rework. So he's not a ground up designed raider. He is still a rework. So I think all these signs and the fact that you're dropping 3 raiders, which raiders are the most interesting thing for this game for most people, I would imagine, right before what should have been your 3rd anniversary. I think this is it, Dotto. This is the final season of this game. There's really I don't even know what else they would do, because they did crossplay, which is insane, by the way. Sparking doesn't have crossplay. Like I don't know, because that costs money, by the way. It costs money, if I'm not mistaken, to connect, like because Sony for sure I think charges to allow their games to talk to the other servers and stuff. Anyway, I think it's crazy they spent the money on that, and I can't imagine what this player base looks like, including the actual consoles. It has to be so bare minimum. Like, anyways, Nato, I gotta ask. I know you said you didn't think you would, but now that we think this is definitively the final season, surely we're getting one more Dota Doi Breakers video out of you.
I wouldn't be surprised if I do a couple, honestly. Like, you know, just send it off well. I was always a fan. Not a big fan, but, like, you know, I thought it was a good, interesting experiment, and it lasted way longer than... Dude, I was completely wrong. I remember when the game first came out, I was like, this is not going to be playable after this year, along with My Hero Ultra Rumble, which is also, like, I would say that one's doing pretty well.
We have to go back to that game at some point, Dotto. We have to. I really want to.
I want to check that one's player count right now. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it for the old, 3,000 players on My Hero Ultra Rumble.
That game is actually having a pretty, like, that game had a pretty solid resurgence, and they're actually doing pretty consistent updates. And I think it's one of the best ways they could have handled a BR anime game. So, and I think it has crossplay, right?
I think so.
My Hero Ultra Rumble crossplay. Yes, it does, dude. Holy crap.
I don't like the skins, but crossplay is huge. Like, crossplay is, like, saving that game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because 3,000, like, if there's, let's say, 3,000 on each, which is kind of glazed, but, you know, even 3,000, 2,000, 1,000, like, that's still pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
like, on a random day?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
I made a list just
now. If I pull up Breaker, I'm gonna pull up Breakers while you talk about this list.
I made a list of raiders I would have wanted to see, because I will say, like, when you look at this game, it, by the way, I don't know if you saw, but the Z Broly is really cool. The Z Broly, go ahead.
What's Breaker's number on Steam? Guess
it's probably, are they even breaking 100?
It says 19.
No,
it says 19. Now, maybe that would be a crazy low for the game. It's never been that low. Maybe they're just having trouble getting the numbers right now, because it was 136 2 hours ago.
I don't know why 19 is now. Really bad. I mean, let's be real.
That's not right.
132 for a game that needs 8 players to connect to function for one full official game is, dude, Dotto, I don't think I told you. I want to get the plat for this game before it goes away. Because it is inevitably going to get shut down at some point. I think Bandai will give it maybe pity for a bit, and let the server stay up for a little bit. But this is likely going to be a game that we see a server shutdown notice in 2026 or 2027. But and maybe not. Maybe just let it go on and live how it is. But I mean, it'll be something that you can't really play, because again, you need 8 people to play, which is why 130 is not much. Which is why this game luckily does have crossplay. But I bet you still, if you throw an Xbox and PlayStation, there's probably not 1,000 people on that game at this very moment.
No, not even close.
But I will say, as far as what they did, like, I always thought, like, this game had an expiration date anyway, Dotto. So I sat down and, like, obviously we could come up with a few more, but I was like, let me make a list of the raiders that I think could still kind of make sense. The androids, right?
They never did that.
They never did do that. The Pride Troopers, I think, would have made an obvious one. The thing is Dragon Ball Super, you know, didn't really give us a lot of villains, like, with the different sagas, right? Because, like, they did make it to where the Gammas could save civilians, you know, because the whole thing is that you're going around killing civilians because all the raiders are bad guys. And they made it to where, you know, the Gammas wouldn't really kill because they're superheroes. But so they saved them. But like a Beerus Raider would have been like, I don't know how they would have done their stages, right? Because the whole thing with Breakers is they have like 4 stages. They get stronger and it evolve and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, all that to say, like Pride Troopers, androids, cooler. They could have done a spin on the Majin Buu stuff and it been Majin Vegeta. But they already kind of like had a raider that was, you know, like Majin Buu starts out as playing as Yamu and Spopovich. They could have done Bojack. They could have done Janimba. And we're kind of already like this game had an expiration date simply from the raiders they could do, because there's only so many baddies in Dragon Ball to really build off of. So I think all things considered, I think this game had a really good run. I want to say that. And I think.
No, I mean, this is. For what it was, this is a 100 times better of a run than I thought was going to happen.
I think it served its purpose. Like, that's the thing. I don't think every game has to live on forever. Like, I think that it served its purpose. We played a asymmetric Dragon Ball game, which is something I would have never thought we'd have gotten in a million years. So, like, we played it. We did the thing. You know, I want to play it a bit more. I want to get the platinum, and then I probably will just never touch the game again. And I imagine at some point you won't be able to, because it literally will not have servers. Like, I don't know. It just depends. Like, Xenoverse makes them so much money, and this is developed by Demps, so maybe they leave it up for a bit, simply because maybe it can just piggyback off of Xenoverse servers or something, but yeah, I don't know. I still believe, Dotto, I 100% believe that someone was trying to impress someone over at Demps or Bandai, and they built out this game using Xenoverse 2 assets, and someone said, you know what, screw it, let's try it, let's see how this does. Like, this was literally some side project for, like, a couple of members of Demps. I stand and swear by that, Dotto. I don't know. The last thing I had, Dotto.
Wouldn't shock me.
Go ahead. Final thing, which isn't really much to say, but there is another sort of wind of a Fortnite collab coming with Dragon Ball.
This is just because of that Blitz thing where the Infinite Kamehameha.
Well, no, there was apparently another. So there definitely is that, and that could have been what they were referring to. But I mean, there has been a rumored Dragon Ball collab for a while, and it would make sense with Daima. But if it's not SSJ4 and SSJ3 like adults, then I don't really care all that much.
I don't even know if they would do that. They would probably want it to be like maybe Super Saiyan 4.
I don't think they could do. I mean, like, I play a lot of Fortnite. You can't do minis. Like, you can't really do the minis. Like, the minis
they
don't
would do
really
Glorio.
Work.
Glorio works, and I would buy Glorio.
Yeah, I mean, they've really nailed the more recent skins, like Trunks and stuff looks really good. So, I mean, Glorio would probably look great. All right, guys.
But I feel anybody like, else, I don't really know.
I feel like I can hear some music, Dotto.
There it is. It's music.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Remember to buy Glorio, guys. Remember to use your money. Buy Glorio when it comes to Fortnite.
Guys, we appreciate you guys supporting us. Become a key member. Watch the bonus content. Hit that like button. Subscribe. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.